Who do you belong to, boy? The Septon demanded. Answer me. What's wrong with you? Are you mute? Arya's voice caught in her throat. If she answered, Tommen and Myrcella would know her for certain. Godwin, bring him here, the Scepter said. The taller of the guardsmen started down the alley. Panic gripped her throat like a giant's hand. Arya could not have spoken if her life had hung on it. Calm as still water, she mouthed silently. As Godwin reached for her, Arya moved, quick as a snake. She leaned to her left, letting his fingers brush her arm, spinning around him, smooth as summer silk. By the time he got himself turned, she was sprinting down the alley, swift as a deer. The scepter was screeching at her. Arya slid between legs as thick and white as marble columns, bounded to her feet, bowled into Prince Tommen, and hopped over him when he sat down hard and said, "Oof!" Spun away from the second guard, and then she was past them all, running full out. She heard shouts and pounding footsteps closing behind her. She dropped and rolled. The red cloak went careening past her, stumbling. Arya sprang back to her feet. She saw a window above her, high and narrow, scarcely more than an arrow slit. Arya leapt, caught the sill, pulled herself up. She held her breath as she wriggled through. Slippery as an eel.